It's Friday, October 18th. I want to apologize for not posting in the past few days. I haven't been sleeping very well. Hardly at all, actually. Maybe it's jet lag, or maybe I'm just generally unsure about what's happening around me. I've yet to see or hear a bomb go off, but then I turn on the news and it's just one scene of destruction after another. 2,000 Lebanese people have been killed, over 11,000 wounded, almost all of them civilians, all by bombs made in the United States. I'm pretty sure the bombing and killing is only going to lead to more bombing and killing, that there's no end or ceasefire in sight. I have 4 interviews I'm going to play now, all with people I met on the streets of Beirut. They have different backgrounds and different opinions about what's happening and why. The first is with a mother and her son near the port of Beirut. If you want to tell me your name, or if you don't want to tell me your name, it's okay.
I'm Nina.
Nina? I'm Dani.
This is, I've been told, an Armenian part of town.
Yeah.
Are you guys Armenian?
No. We are not from this area. We usually come here only for shopping and these things, eating and shopping. We are not from this origin.
What are you, what religious group are you?
We are Muslim.
Muslim.
From Beirut.
Well, so, how do you feel? I wanted to ask people about how they feel about these bombs that are dropping on your country, because the bombs are made in the United States, dropped from planes that are made in the United States. How do you feel about what's going on now here?
Let me tell you something. Our cars are made in the United States. Our t-shirts, our clothes are made in the United States. My kids are in Canada, near the United States. We shouldn't blame United States for sending the bombs.
You should blame the leaders, the government.
We are consuming everything from the United States, but why they are sending such bombs, it's not fair. This is not fair. We like United States, but in this way, the way that they are dealing with people, with children, there is a large wall now between us and the United States or Canada. This is not fair. It's not fair. They should stand by the Lebanese.
A lot of people support Israel in the United States, no matter what.
They support Israel because they're fed certain types of media to make them believe that Israel is only fighting for its land and only defending itself. But when you dig deeper into the records, into the bombings even before October 7, you see how much the Israelis were actively bombing hospitals, certain water areas, polluting a lot of water and rivers, so they make them inhabitable to even drink from.
Are you afraid
in
that
Gaza? It's their business. We don't care. But why they are dealing with Lebanon like this?
Why don't you care about Gaza?
No.
I care about bombing children. They are innocents, but it's not our land. It's not our land. It's not our war. This is our land.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me. Almost every day, there's an Israeli surveillance drone circling in the sky above the city. 2 people I've met have told me it's taking photos of real estate for Israelis who'll come here after they win the war. But this, for sure, is just a story made up on the internet. I think it's up there just to harass and intimidate people. This is Joel, a Christian who works in business management in Beirut. Can you tell me about this noise we hear?
So annoying, actually. It gives me headache, and it's been 2 days that we didn't hear it, and now it's back. So it makes you uncomfortable, kind of, especially when you, like now, you can hear it closer.
Do you ever see it?
No. I don't know why we can't see it, even though it sounds super close. But one of my friends, he said that if I concentrate to the sky, I can see it if it's like a bit closer to us. But other than this, I tried multiple times, but But the noise is super annoying. Super, super.
How do you feel about these bombs that are dropping?
Well, it's sad what's happening to people. I'm trying to volunteer as much as I can. And I'm, as a person, I can't do much. So I'm trying to help people that they moved from Dahye and from the area that the bombing happened. But I know I have my limits. But when I can help, I'm not saying no.
Have any of the people that you've helped, have they lost their homes or members of their family?
Yeah, a lot of them they lost. Also, the one that their houses is still, but still they can't go back to their house. Okay, the building is still there, their stuff is still there, but it is still, you can live in it. So for the ones that they are, don't have like much money, they moved, some of them, they moved to relatives. Places, some of them, like if they know a friend who lives abroad, they give them their place. But also this is temporary, I think, because at the end it's not their home. You feel in a way like this is happening, okay, on the south or in Jnoub or whatever, it's happening, but it's happening in your country, in Lebanon. I'm happy here. I have a good environment. I'm happy at my job, but also like I don't find Lebanon stable to stay in. Like okay, I'm still, you can say like I'm still young, but what about my future here?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I haven't been to any of the places that have been hit by bombs, but I did meet a young man who had to flee his home after his neighborhood was destroyed. He's staying with his cousin in Beirut.
Okay, you can call me Zach.
Zach.
Yeah.
All right. And where are you from here in Beirut?
I'm actually from Bekaa, and I moved to Beirut just like 3 weeks ago.
So what was happening in your home?
So my home is surrounded by houses that their owners are from from political parties, you know, and one day the rocket hit a house near us, and we immediately left.
Was it nighttime or daytime?
It was daytime, like boys playing, girls doing the dishes. And the older generation, all the older people, our parents, were drinking coffee at the balcony. And then suddenly we heard the sound of the rocket going down, and then it happened.
Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever been near a bomb before?
Yeah, but it wasn't so close. No.
How close was this?
Like 50 meters away.
Could you describe what that was like?
I want to describe my situation. Okay, I was sitting on the sofa, and I was watching my I was like surfing the web, you know. I then felt a pressure, okay, before the bomb hit. Then the bomb hit. The windows like start to shake, and all the furniture went down, and I can see nothing but dust, and I don't know, it was chaos, you know.
Did anybody in your family get hurt?
No, thank God.
How do you feel now? How are you doing now?
Now I'm feeling, I don't know, it's peaceful here, but you're always worried about your family there, and everything, like your childhood, your memories there. It's kind of sad, but thank God for everything.
Do you think that they were trying to hit people who were part of Hezbollah in your neighborhood?
Apparently, yep. They know the target. The target was this party, you know.
You don't want to say the name?
No. I don't speak politics a lot.
Okay. Were any of those people killed by the bomb?
A lot of people were killed.
And did you see the bodies on the...
No, not the bodies, but the rocks, the trees, the branches of the trees were like everywhere, and the dust and everything, the glass even.
So could you tell me about yourself, like
a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Only 17?
Yeah. I'm, how to say, autodidact, en français on dit. I started to play the piano when I was 7 years old. My father got me a little piano, a little electric keyboard, you know, and I started to learn it myself, like hearing the notes and playing them. Then I was making a really big progress till this day. I learned solfège and the classical guitar and acoustic guitar, and I have a basic, you know, in music theory. A basis. Yeah.
What are your plans for the future? Do you want to be a musician, a professional musician, or what do you see for yourself doing?
I'm an ambitious person, so I don't imagine my life here in Lebanon. My dream was and still be to move abroad and to live abroad and to continue my life, you know, because in Lebanon art has I don't want to say it has no value, but it has a little value, you know, and they don't put too much work for art in art, you know, and I want to search for a place that gives art its value, and I want to feel valued, you know.
How do you feel about this war?
I mean, this war is you know how do I feel? I feel like we are. I feel like it's like a chess game, you know, and we have no opinion, we have no value in. We all know that Lebanon is characterized by the freedom of giving the opinion.
Free speech?
Yeah. It's present in Lebanon, but I don't believe in it.
Why don't you believe in it?
Because Lebanon is simply based on multiple political parties, and they define you. No, how to say? For example, if you're Muslim, then you're with Hezbollah. If you're a Christian, then you're with other party. So this is what makes Lebanon a little bit, how to say? I don't know. We know nothing. We civilians, we know nothing. Really.
About what?
About everything. You don't know what they are making, what they are planning for. We know nothing. We are simply the victims.
What do you think about this drone that's up in the air buzzing around?
Oh my god. As an artist, all the time I try to harmonize with it, you know? Like I can identify the note and then harmonize with it. Do you want to hear something?
Yeah, I do. So you got your phone out?
I recorded my voice trying to harmonize with the drone, and then pitch it down so that it sounds like a cello, you know?
Thank you very much.
Thank
for
you.
Your help, Zach.
This last interview is with a man I met twice. First to ask directions because I was lost, and then, by chance, a half hour later, in a McDonald's where I was charging the battery of my motorcycle. He's a Christian missionary who spent time in the United States and has a U.S. passport. He was telling me that the U.S. Embassy has been sending him messages saying it's time to leave Lebanon.
It says that you better leave Lebanon as soon as possible, immediately. And we're going to help you even with funds. We can really, you know, buy the tickets for you, and then you can reimburse us later on. But you need to leave, you and your families, because the situation is very, very, it's getting the war is going to get intensified. Maybe a land invasion is going to take place, and I do believe it's going to take place sooner or later. I do believe so. It's my personal opinion. But regardless of that, I lost my friends, you know. Lebanon is really half destroyed, as you can see. Who's going to build the homes of the Shia people who lived in the south, tell me, or the southern suburb, who's gonna build it? Who?
Rebuild the area.
Who's gonna rebuild it? No one.
But
no
you
one.
Didn't leave. You chose.
No, because I have a mission in Lebanon. I'm a Christian person, and I teach the gospel. I'm like a missionary. You may call me a missionary. You know, that's why I did not leave, because the Lord has called me to do a specific work in Lebanon. That's why I'm here with my family. Okay, that's why I did not leave.
You feel like you've been called.
I've been called as a missionary. I've been called before to go to Africa. I did go to Africa. I served in the United States of America as a missionary, and the Lord called me to come back to my country, right, and help the poor here and the needy. Now we can't keep up with the demand because of the war now, you see?
Wow.
So yeah, that's why I'm not leaving.
What is your opinion of Hezbollah?
Okay, first of all, we don't consider Hezbollah as a Lebanese party. He's an Iranian party, funded by Iran, you know. And it doesn't really take into consideration the interest of Lebanon or the Lebanese. And the proof is the war that Hezbollah started against Israel without taking the consent from the Lebanese parliament, for example, or ask the other parties, the other Lebanese people who are living in this country, do you like to engage us, to help us in this war? Do you like to support us? No, he just did what Iran told him to do. Mr. Hassan Nasrallah or somebody else. In other countries, he will be treated, the leader of Hezbollah and Hezbollah, it will be like traitors, to be honest with you. To us, he's a traitor, to us. You see, that's my problem with them.
Crazy.
Now we have over 1.7 million Shia people living displaced from their country, from their region, the south, and you know, in the southern suburb, and they are dispersed all over the country. Okay, is this a victory? That's what I'm going to ask the party. Is it a victory? Is this a victory? You know, your leader is being killed. His deputy is being killed. And the deputy of is being killed. I mean, you guys lost on every single level, and you still do not acknowledge that you have lost. So you don't want to stop the war. You know, you don't want to stop it. You want to keep shelling and bombing Israel as if what happened to Lebanon is not enough. You don't take into consideration the interests of the Lebanese people. So how can I consider you Lebanese?
What do you want to say to the people in the United States? If you could tell them something, what would you say to them?
We need their prayers for peace, okay? Because all this turmoil that's taking place in the world, it's because of the lack of peace in people's hearts, you know? So, because this is when you are at war with yourself, within yourself, yeah? So you're going to start wars outside of yourself. So that's what's happening here, you know? And fueled by many, many hatred and bitterment and, you know, resentment against other people. So we don't want that. As Christians, we like peace, we love peace, we work for peace. Jesus said, blessed are those who are peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. So we like to be children of God, not children of war.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Actually, I'm not in Beirut now. I'm staying in a hotel in the hills above the city. From my balcony, I can look up and see the mountains, soon to be covered with snow, and then look down and see the tall buildings along the blue Mediterranean Sea. It's a nice hotel in a beautiful place. Everyone else who's staying here has fled their homes in the southern part of the country. Maybe some of them will talk to me. But first, I'm going to try to get some sleep. I'd like to thank Yahya Yunus for his assistance, and I'd like to thank you for listening and for donating. I'm going to leave Lebanon in 5 days, and I'll try to do one more post before I go. Talk to you later.